With Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. And today, we're going to give you kind of a bird's eye view on the spiritual condition of your marriage by asking you the question, is there a mismatch in the spiritual relationship? In other words, are you spiritually mismatched? You know, Barb, this is a very close-up and personal discussion.
Well, is your faith stronger than your spouse's? I think that's what it comes down to. Or do you want to strengthen your spiritual intimacy with your spouse? Who of us wouldn't? You know, when we talk about the word intimacy, Gary, we've always broken it down into three parts. And it could be that you're really great in your marriage with emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. It's that bond between a husband and wife when we have those great heart-to-heart communications where we can open up wide and share our innermost. And there's a second area of intimacy too, Gary.
Well, it's the physical intimacy, Barb, and it's where body-to-body we connect. And, you know, we often say that, you know, great sex in a marriage, when it's good, it's about 10% of a marriage. But when it's hurting, it's about 90% of a marriage. And yet physical intimacy doesn't make a marriage. Emotional intimacy at the end of the day doesn't make a marriage. But it really is that spiritual intimacy between a husband and a wife and the relationship with Christ, that three-way relationship that really defines a healthy marriage.
It truly takes you from good to great. And when we really review your marriage, you might even be thinking, you know, we're doing it really well in a couple of areas, but I do feel like something is missing, or we could bring it up a couple of notches. And so when we stand back and we're going to ask you some questions, how are you doing? I mean, maybe you are spiritually mismatched. We're going to kind of give you a question and answer inventory, because let me ask you this. Are you experiencing conflict in a lot of areas of your life? Maybe you're not on the same page with your spouse.
Yeah, you know, Barb, it's almost as if people may be sitting back saying, well, we're both Christians. We pray together. We go to church together. I mean, we're both praying anyway. If we don't pray together, we read the Bible. We believe in God. But you know what? These are the four telltale signs, and you just hit the first one, that we're experiencing conflict in many areas. So the conflict is coming in, and rather than our relationship being known for exercising grace and what we call closing the loop and resolving conflict and exercising forgiveness and being forgiving and persevering and compassionate and tender towards one another, you know what? We're just, when conflict comes down, we just isolate, we go to our corners, and we are hard-headed and hard-hearted and stiff-necked with one another. And when that's happening, then many times that spiritual mismatch is really rising to the surface.
You know, Gary, would you ever go to a Cubs game, a baseball game, and not know the rules of baseball? Well, it's the same way in marriage. If you don't understand what the ground rules are for marital communication and conflict resolution, if you don't understand that it can poison you if you're full of bitterness, resentment, anger, and malice, if you don't understand that in Ephesians it unpacks, instead be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, just as in Christ He forgave you. If you don't understand the ground rule of don't go to bed angry and give the devil a foothold, but take care of things during the day. There are ground rules for conflict resolution. This is an area of spiritual intimacy that when we understand those ground rules, that we can up our game and get better in marriage. That's why we want you to ask you again, are you experiencing conflict in a lot of areas? Conflict that is unresolved conflict in your marriage. Gary, let's hit number two.
Well, number two is you feel incomplete. You know, you may be at the top of your game, as Barb said earlier in the program, connecting heart to heart, or I mentioned physically in the sexual aspect of relationship, but you just sense something is missing, that there's something deeper, that there's something that is really designed to connect you and weave you together. And you know that it's a joy in your relationship with God and having that relationship of three, but it just seems elusive to you. You've not seen it modeled, you haven't experienced it, but you sense that you're incomplete.
Gary, the other day I was sitting down and was folding laundry, and I was on my knees in the closet, and I just decided to talk to the Lord. And when I began to talk to Him and just earnestly share the heavy things on my heart, I started to feel so close to Him. And I felt him just move close to me. It's move close to the Lord, and he will move close to you. In the same way, when you and your spouse pray together and move close to the Lord, how intimate we both feel to God and how intimate we both feel to one another. You may feel like something is missing in your marriage. You may feel like it isn't complete. And if it is, then move closer to one another through prayer and move close to God. Don't let anything or anyone disrupt this beautiful spiritual intimacy that we can have with one another on our journey with the Lord.
Well, Barb, and that's great insight. And the third marker on this is you lack a firm foundation for your marriage commitment. You know that you stepped into marriage. You know that you intended that it would be a lifelong relationship. But when it becomes inconvenient or you're just not happy or the other person's not meeting your needs, all of a sudden that relationship seems far more at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And you just wonder, you know what, is it really for me? And we're not connecting to one another spiritually, and it's not really convenient. So I think I'm going to step out of the relationship. I'm going to take my exit strategy. And even if you've got a right, you know, theologically, to leave a marriage, you know, through adultery or abandonment or abuse or however you and your church seems to unpack the reality of that provision in the scripture, we know that God's best is always reconciliation and restoration and winning back the hearts of that man and woman to him in your relationship with him, meaning Christ, and then secondly with one another.
And if your spouse, Gary, has abandoned you or experienced adultery, sometimes that betrayal is so close to the heart that you feel abandonment from your mate. This can be heart-wrenching and heartbreaking. One thing we love to tell people is this: before your mate left you, he left God. He turned his back on God. Yes, marriage is a sacred commitment. We give it before God. But when someone leaves his relationship with God, then many times it can push the person left closer in intimacy and surrender to the Lord because there's no other place to go.
Well, Barb, then a fourth telltale sign is we lack boundaries for guarding our marriage. And when we talk about guarding love, it's one of the six secrets to a lasting love that is really foundational in our overall message to families as we coach them up. You know, we realize that the Bible provides convictions. It provides boundaries. And those boundaries are there not to bust our chops, but to give us protection and to guard us, to guard our own, you know, morality and to guard our marriage, and so that a husband and a wife aren't depending upon, you know, who's going to win the other person to their side of the argument, but you both submit yourselves in that vertical relationship with Christ and say, God, we're going to submit ourselves to you, and what do you want us to do in that marriage relationship? And so those boundaries are there to guard us, to protect mm-hmm. us. There are standards of what is right and wrong. And when we talk about what's right and wrong, and we listen and we read God's word and we're teachable with other people and we step into accountability and we allow other people to examine our hearts, we do that, even though it may sting and be difficult and painful, we do that so that we will be won back in to the intimacy in a relationship with Christ. And so these are four different areas, telltale signs, where a couple may be spiritually mismatched. It may just not be syncing up. And so we're going to come back next time, and we're going to give some great ways that a couple can really kind of do an assessment of that. But then very importantly, what do you do about it?
Mm-hmm.
What are some ways to grow spiritually as a couple so that instead of being mismatched, now we're matched once again?
So what can you do? Pray. It's all about your spiritual walk. And when you're surrendered to God, allow him to work in your heart and allow him to work in your spouse's heart. That's when you're going to be able to see the changes. Most importantly, when you change, it's going to impact every life you touch. And Gary, as you said, next time on the program, we're going to talk about specific ways to grow spiritually as a couple.
We are Dr. Gary and Barb Rosberg, America's Family Coaches. We'd love to know what you think at AmericasFamilyCoaches.com. Join us.